Welcome. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting. It's a special meeting. And today is December 29th, 2015. And Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Alan, KPFT.
Alan is present.
Present. Agueta, KPFK. Can't hear you. Burden, WBAI. Can't hear you.
Did you call Burden? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here. Thank
you. Present. Brazan, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Brown, Jim Brown, WPFW. Can't hear you. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Kesnade, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Diaz, WPFW. Can't hear you. Brian Edwards, Teeker, KPFA. He's out of the country, right?
Yes.
Fuentes, KPFA.
He asked for an excuse absence.
Who did?
José Luis Fuentes asked for an excuse absence. He shall send an email.
Okay. Coburn, KPFA, present. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Present.
Present. Mark, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Medina, KPFK. Can't hear you. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Can't hear you. Ryder, KPFT. Can't hear you. Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Present. And Wilkinson asked for an excused absence. And somebody else joined the call while I was taking roll.
This is Brenda.
Medina, present. So we have quorum.
So, let's see, who would like time? Brenda, Adriana, any of you interested in either the items or the speakers?
Adriana will take the speakers.
Mm-hmm. I can't get, I'm driving, so I can't take time.
Okay, and then anybody else to time the, on time with the items? Are you available to time the items?
I don't think George is on the call.
Oh, I thought I heard him. Anybody else?
I can try to do both, but it didn't.
Okay. And then, excuse me, the motion to...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
Excuse me.
Oh, thank you.
I have a motion. Green?
Yes. I move to excuse the absences of Brian Edwards, Speaker Jose Luis Fuentes, and Margie Delmore.
Who's the third one?
Margie.
Thank you. I'm not saying
no objections. Absences are excused. Special. Full meeting is an hour, so no, I didn't. Okay. Minutes approval. Oh wait. This is a special meeting. I don't know if there's anybody wanting to do a move or accept the agenda.
So moved.
Ellen here. Is amendment approval on the agenda?
Okay, hold on a second. Is there a second? You can't amend it. Okay, and Benito second.
Second
okay.
For what?
Adriana and then Benito. Okay. Go ahead.
What did we just second?
The agenda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Serene for the stand.
Serene.
Okay, so, sorry, I'm trying to get the motion, the agenda right now. The for some reason, the secretary seems to have made a mistake and reversed the order of her motion with regard to, it is in section 4, election motions. She made a mistake and reversed the order of the committee's motions. With her motion. It was not this way on the last agenda.
Janet Colvin, point of information. May I?
Go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand what Serene is saying.
Serene? Are
okay.
You saying number 4 is committee motion?
Not this one?
Yes, I'm saying number 4, we're looking at election motions from committee.
But right. And I see that somehow her motion, which was below elections committee on the last agenda, which was noticed, you know, she noticed it on 12/11 and the meeting was 12/11. These committee motions had been presented 4 days earlier. And somehow those motions have become, her motion has become a special order of business before the committee motions. I don't understand that.
Okay. I'm sorry, the point of the procedure. Okay. Well, hold on a second. Since the draft was by the chair, and it was because this was the time-sensitive special order of business, that, you know, anything can be moved during agenda approval.
Okay. Well, both of the committee motions are also time sensitive. That's why we try to get them onto the last meeting's agenda. But I don't think there are any. I don't think the motions that are in the special order section are any more pressing. They all concern the same things, actually.
Okay. And does anybody want? Okay, so but what is your motion? Is your motion to move what to where and for?
My motion is to reverse the order and deal with the committee. In fact, you know, I would kind of like to deal with the committee motions before anything else, including minutes.
Well, it can't be. I mean, I think we have to deal with the after minutes, I think we have to deal with the affiliate item.
Okay, then I
point
reverse
of,
the
point of information.
Reversing
yes.
The order of N4. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And Carolyn.
Yes, I. Some of my question was somewhat been answered, but I just think we need to have on every motion, even when it's a restatement, the name of the maker of the motion and the history, as has been added to some of these, but not all of them. So just make sure that we know who put forward the motion when and what the history is.
Okay.
And point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes. Who is that?
This is Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay.
I heard Serene. Oh, sorry. My question, the information I'm requesting is in Serene's most comments about the motion, it would be very helpful for those who are listening to know which committees she's referencing. I understood that there are committee motions, but it would be helpful to know which committees are being referenced in case people are not looking at a copy of the agenda. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she could answer that.
The elections committee.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Janet Kay?
Yeah, well, first of all, I didn't hear a second for this, but Second of all, the nominations deadline for the 2016 directors is much more time sensitive than the other, than the two elections committee motions. The time being 2 days from now, it's a, there's a deadline, and so I would vote against reversing these two.
Okay. And so, was there a second to Serene's motion to move to reverse the order of 3 and 4?
I second.
Okay. And are there objections to? Well, we know there's an objection to reversing the order. If there aren't any more comments on the issue, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Greta? Can't hear you. Burden?
I'll pass.
Pass. Jim Brown?
I'll pass.
Pass. Steve Brown?
No.
No. Tess Nade?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman? Can't hear you. Diaz?
No.
I'm so sorry, but can you repeat the motion?
It's the motion.
It's to reverse items 4 and 3. And number 3 was special order of business. Number 4 were committee motions from the elections committee.
What is that? What is that first thing that you just mentioned?
Special order of business having to do with the nominations, changing the nominations deadline in some instances. And since the deadline is December 31st and some of the elections have not been culminated, haven't been tabulated yet.
And that is that now first on the agenda?
That's now before the committee motion. Yes.
Okay.
Coleman, how do you vote?
This is Lawrence. Did you just take a moment for me?
Yeah. One moment. I'm up to Coleman. How do you vote on this?
Yeah, I abstain.
Abstain. Diaz?
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Mark?
No.
No. Medina?
Pass.
Pass. Norman?
No.
No. Rabin? Ryder?
No. No.
I'm sorry, who is that?
I am here. This is George. I will vote.
Ryder votes no. Reyes? Can't hear you. Roberts? Can somebody driving or something?
Hello, this is Janet Coleman.
Excuse me, you're not. One
I
moment.
I want to change my vote. Before you count it.
All right. Well, I haven't gone through the roll yet. How are you changing your vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Coleman, yes. Okay. Back to Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
No.
No. Greta, didn't hear you. Burden, you passed.
Yes, I'm voting no.
No. Jim Brown, you passed.
No. No.
No. Medina, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Reyes? Didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. All right. Counting.
Reyes votes no.
Reyes votes no.
Oh.
I have 4 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No.
You're voting no?
No, I'm voting. I'm not voting.
Okay, I'm not voting. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's 4 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. It passes. I mean, it fails.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Madam Secretary, could you please send me the agenda? I'm looking all over for it. I might have deleted it, or I can't find it. Can you send it to me? It's driving me crazy. Sorry.
Okay.
As long as I can, I don't have to do something else in the middle of it.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Maybe somebody else can send
it. I forwarded it. I have it now forwarded.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Moving right along. So, are there any objections to approval of the agenda? Okay. The agenda is approved. The minutes.
Yes, so I sent out the minutes of 2 meetings, the May 7th meeting, open session meeting, and the December 11th open session meeting, both 2016.
Okay.
Madam.
Yes. Who is that?
Okay, if we are going to vote on these, I'd like to vote on them separately. I have a question about the December 11th minutes.
Okay, so you want to divide. Is there any objection to dividing?
Okay, so we're going to 89th Street and West End Avenue. Thank you.
Pardon?
Steve Brown, you need to go on mute.
So, if somebody can, if you're not speaking, please mute. Lots of background noise. Someone is zooming cars or something in the background. Okay, so right now we are considering, there was no objection then to voting on these separately. Is that correct? Was there a second to the motion to divide this?
Second to an objection.
Pardon?
Virgin has an objection.
Do you have an objection fighting the
meeting? I just saw these minutes about an hour ago. I'd like to postpone them to the next meeting so I have time to consider them. I'm sorry, it's just not enough time to get them a few hours before the meeting. I'd like to move to postpone consideration of the minutes to the next meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to a motion to postpone?
Alan will second.
Okay, is there an objection to postponing?
Yes. I object. This is Lawrence.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
May I just make a comment first?
You can.
These were sent out at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, which was more than a few hours ago. Okay, so call the roll. Alan?
This is to, a yes vote is to postpone voting on them?
That's correct.
Okay, Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Augusta?
Pass.
Can't hear you. Sorry?
I pass.
Pass. Burden?
To postpone, yes.
Yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanets?
No.
Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Pass.
Coburn? No. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Mark?
No.
Medina? Can't hear you. Norman?
No.
Levine Ryder?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Ryder, yes. Reyes?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Pass. Tucker?
No.
I said...
Sorry? Serene, what did you say?
I said no.
Oh, Roberts, no. Tucker?
No.
No. Argueta, you passed?
I both no.
No. Diaz, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Medina, didn't hear you?
Oh, I vote no.
Thanks. No. Okay, let me count. I have 6 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote.
Sorry?
I vote no.
Bazan, no. So that's 6, 11, 1. This fails.
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence. Can I have the floor?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the May and December 11, 2015 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Hey, Deanna. Alan for the stack. I'm confused.
Yes, you.
After Adriana.
Yes.
Adriana, take one. Oh. Madam Chair, I thought we voted to postpone and that failed.
Yes.
Now it's time to vote on the minutes, correct, for May?
That's correct, and we didn't take a vote on your original motion to divide. We didn't have a second on that. Did you want to make it again?
Yes, I move that we divide. First of all, I'm looking for the minutes, and I do not see them. And if that is the minutes in which I specifically requested to make my opinion known in the minutes that I opposed what we did, and I was told that I had to wait until the minutes were presented, which I don't think makes sense. But, you know, therefore, you know, I need to get in. I want it in the minutes, if those are the minutes that's happening, and I can't find, I don't have a copy of the minutes.
Points of information. Okay. Hold on just a second. Is there a second to this before we can discuss it?
I move that they be separated.
I know.
Points of information.
Okay. I'll get you next, Adriana. I'm sorry. Who seconded?
Janet Coleman.
Okay. Thank you. Adriana.
There is no seconding of voting. There's a motion to separate.
By itself. I'm sorry. May I finish my point or somebody else jump on the floor?
No, no one else has the floor. Only you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think that by itself, the motion that Lawrence did, she talked about one. And I second that one. By itself means that we are separated. I think that we don't need to go to a ridiculous other vote. He presented a motion to vote in the minutes of May 7, 2015, and I second. It means by itself it's showing what Teresa wants. You want delays or
point of order?
Okay, hold on a second. Lawrence, did you move for both minutes or one? I heard both, but I met you.
Madam Chair, I moved to approve both.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So now this is an amendment to that, and Robert?
And my point of order is after that was moved and seconded, Alan moved to divide the question, and Janet Coleman seconded it.
My point of order.
Who is
point of order? There is nothing to say when you make a move to separate. It's done. There's no vote and no seconding. It's done. Move to separate. Done.
No, there's both. Okay, so
like everything else in Roberts, there's a vote, unless someone can cite something in Roberts that tells me otherwise.
I'm in a car at the moment, so I can't cite anything. But that is the rule.
Okay. Just send us a citation. Otherwise, I'm going to vote. So now there's a motion on the floor to separate. Is there any objection to separating? Okay, hearing no objection to separate, we will take, we will consider both sets of minutes. The first set of minutes is May 7th, 2015. Ready?
So move.
Is there any objection to the minutes on May 7th of 2015? Open session. Okay, hearing no objections, the 17 minutes are approved. Is there any objection to approving the December 11th minute?
Alan objects.
Yes.
Alan was told on December 11th that I said I want it in the minutes that I am opposed to the procedure that we took to vote on the one affiliate director rather than two, and I would like at this point to put that into the minutes. My opposition to the decision that we made to with the process that we had did for approving the affiliate director. So how do I do that? Because to me it does not make sense to wait until the minutes are approved. I should have been allowed to put that in the minutes at the time. But
want to vote, Chair?
Because to me, and maybe you can weigh in on this, Madam Chair, if I want to put a personal note into the minutes because of a deep conviction that I have, seems to me I can't be outvoted. I should not be able to be outvoted on that.
Want to vote, Chair?
Yes, Lawrence.
Yes, the director has it wrong. She could request something as in the form of a motion to be for her issue to be added into the minutes. But if it's voted down, I believe that it wasn't it's the sense of the body to put that in the minutes.
So, one second. Torch, writer.
Can I propose a change for the minute? Ready?
I can't hear you. We can't understand you. There's an echo in your muffle.
Is it any better now?
Not really.
No. I'm going to go
are you on?
Point of information, Janet.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
So I was wondering, it seems like time is up on this item, but I'm not the timekeeper. Just wondering.
Well, maybe we should postpone the approval of the December. I move that we postpone the approval of the December 11th minutes. So we can research the Robert's Rules of Order concerning an item that I would like to add to the minutes. Because I was personally instructed at the December 11th meeting to wait until the minutes were approved before adding what I wanted in the minutes.
I second that. I second that. Yeah. George?
Did you say something to George Ryder?
Yes, I was calling George Ryder. Burden seconds that motion, and thank you. Is there any objection to postponing the December 11th meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm trying to get on the floor.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you, Benito.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Everybody knows I'm not an expert on General Roberts.
On what?
I'm just going to go to deal with common sense. And it seems to me that if the purpose of a set of minutes is to record decisions and the exact votes on those decisions, then it seems to me to contradict that purpose. If we're going to get into this person objected to this vote or this motion for the following reasons, the other person objected to the next vote for the following reasons, we ain't never going to get through a set of minutes.
Okay. Okay. Lenita?
I'm back.
It's
irrelevant.
Okay. Yeah, please, go ahead.
So you can change the minutes at any time, and it does require a vote. So if Teresa wants to have included in the minutes that at that time she objected to the procedure used to take the vote, it's perfectly in order for us to consider that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we're at time, so that's what's on the floor. So, wait a minute. She moved. There were two things on the floor, actually. The first one, the second one was to postpone again. And so let's take a vote on that first. Obviously, that would be relevant, Madam Secretary. And then we will go back to motion of her amendment. And we'll take you for discussion. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
Alan.
Madam Chair, can you clarify the motion? What are we voting on?
We're voting on postponing a vote on the 12:11 minutes.
Okay.
Alan.
Alan says yes to postpone.
Yes. Greta. Can't hear you. Burden.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown. Sorry. Jim Brown?
Okay.
Didn't hear you. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Cascade?
No.
No. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart?
Yes.
Yes. Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman?
No.
No. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Tucker?
No.
No. Argueta, didn't hear you. Jim Brown?
I said no. I was muted.
Okay, Jim Brown, no. Okay, let me count. I have 7 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Gazan votes no. That's 7 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention.
All right. Okay. Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
There's no stack. We were at time some time ago. We're just taking a vote on your motion to add your statement that you objected to the process regarding.
Yes, I would like a vote on adding my statement. Do you want to hear my statement?
No. I mean, that's where we are. You know, you have to take the task of the vote.
I'm sorry. I'm not hearing what you're saying. It's breaking up.
Okay, everybody mute, please. I said you already made your statement. You made your motion. It was seconded by Janet C., and we are now taking a vote on it, which is to amend the minutes to include the fact that you objected to the process employed on the affiliate election of December 11th. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Alan.
Can't hear you. How do you vote?
Sorry, I have a point of information for the chair, one before we vote.
Okay, go ahead.
Was the vote on the affiliate director I don't understand it to be that it was a roll call vote. It was not, correct?
Everything is a roll call vote.
Everything is a roll call vote. Okay. All right.
Alan, how do you vote?
The vote to add my statement to the minutes? I vote yes.
Yes. Agueta?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Burden?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Burden, yes. Rodrigo?
Yes.
Yes? Yes.
Who is interrupting like that, please?
No one.
He's not interrupting.
Yes.
This is Rodrigo Agueta, who's trying to vote. And
I think he said pass. Did you say pass?
No, I said yes.
I said yes.
Oh,
I said yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Please unmute. Steve Brown.
Yes, it's a common courtesy. Yes.
Yes. Castnave.
No.
No. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Coburn abstained. Wayne Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
No.
No. Norman.
No.
No. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
No.
No. Roberts.
It's grandstanding.
Sorry?
It's grandstanding.
What the hell? How do you vote?
I don't.
Sorry?
Great.
You're not voting?
Oh, my God. She said no.
She said no.
Serene, please say how you're voting or not voting.
I said it's grandstanding and a waste of time.
No, but what is your vote, yes or no?
Yeah.
In English. Yeah.
My vote is abstain. The same thing the member likes to do when he's dealing with politics. Real life.
Tucker.
No.
No. Jim Brown, didn't hear you?
No.
No.
No. Okay, let me count. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Sorry?
I vote no.
No. So that's 8 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, so
now, Madam Chair, it's time for the issue.
We need to.
We're taking a vote on the amendment on the minutes of December 11th. Right now.
Right. It just failed. What's the remainder?
No, that's not what failed.
Carry on.
So, Madam Chair, would you take the roll call on the approval of December 11th?
Alan.
Absolutely no. It was my birthday and it wasn't a very nice gift.
Agueta.
Yes.
Yes. Burden.
No.
No. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
No.
No. Castnave.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
No.
No. Diaz. Yes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart.
Abstain.
Abstain. Mark.
No.
No. Medina.
can't hear you.
I'm sorry, what are you voting on? Can you repeat the motion? Sorry.
Approving the December 11th minutes.
Oh, I vote yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Abstain.
Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Robert.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown, didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Zahn, yes. So that's 11, 5, 2. Yes. So let's move on. I want to announce that the next meeting, we are having a regular meeting of the PNB. And for those who were not aware, and we'll repeat all of the bylaws results at our next regular meeting, but we can now hold our meetings on the phone. And we have regular monthly meetings scheduled for Thursday, January 7th. The significance is that we don't have to any longer designate a special meeting with the reason for holding.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Can you please repeat?
We can now hold your meetings on the phone because that bylaw is not passed. And so the next regular meeting of the PMC is Thursday, January 7th. And then on Thursday, January 28th, the new members of the new directors will be seated for the Pacifica National Board on Thursday, January 28th, 2016. Those are the next two meetings that we are announcing. Okay, so next item on the agenda is the second 2016 affiliate director. By Tony, you have Janice for the stack, please.
Point of information, George.
Pardon? Who's asking? Is that you?
Yes, it's me. I had asked that the manager be call issue.
I can't. I'm sorry.
George, repeat that.
Somebody is breaking up terribly. Could everyone mute and get off speaker and speak slowly? Yeah. I cannot understand either the chair or the speaker. Thank you. Lawrence, did you see?
George, there was a point of information. And the question was,
we cannot hear you. Wait, everybody, nobody else needs to say that. I'll say it. Okay. Lawrence, please repeat.
I didn't say anything, Madam Chair.
Well, who was that that was speaking then?
It was George.
George Ryder.
Sorry, George. We're still having an enormous amount of trouble hearing you.
I can't do anything about it. This is actually a landline. I don't know.
Okay. Now that's clear. Go ahead.
Is the affiliates manager on, Ursula Rutenberg, is she on the call?
Not that I know of, no.
Thank you.
Okay. Tony?
Yeah.
Tony Norm? You have a motion? Before I can take it, go ahead.
I'll make the motion. I sent this out yesterday. Whereas the, you'll have to help me on the name pronunciation, it's Sophia Nwangiza. Nwangiza submitted the bylaws required documentation by December the 18th, 2016, and whereas the PNB secretary received no additional bylaw required nominations for affiliate director by the 18th deadline, I move that, Afia Nwangiza, is it?
Nwangiza.
Juan Gaza, excuse me.
Yes.
He's determined to be affiliate director by the PMB and be seated by the end of January 2016. And I'll do a brief motivation. Based on the information we have, this representative from that station has been an affiliate of Pacifica, and it continues to be under the definition of bylaws what an affiliate is. To be an affiliate, and she has been properly nominated and submitted the proper paperwork. So, and as I understand, the other candidates have not submitted anything, and those who have not submitted their complete paperwork. So I move that this person be accepted for the CMP because there are no other candidates.
Janet Lane, you're for the stat.
Okay. Janet Coleman for the stat.
Okay, hold on a second. Janet Lane, you was the first one on the stat. And then who else?
Janet Coleman.
I'm sorry, I'm second. I second.
Okay. Thank you. And Adriana second.
And then Janet Coleman third. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I had Janice and Janet. Is there anyone else?
Adriana.
And Burden. Burden.
Adriana, Adriana, did you want to be on the stack, or were you just seconding?
I second the motion.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So So I have Janice, Nipsey, Burden, and Serene.
Allen for the stack.
And Teresa Allen. Okay. Janice, go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to speak against this motion with regard to the candidate being discussed, Afia Nalongaza. I've had the opportunity of attending affiliate representation meetings for the last 15 plus years. I am specifically speaking against this candidate as her representation as an affiliate representative at a meeting in Minneapolis clearly indicated that she is not in support of the programmatic initiatives of the affiliate program. I am also aware through conversations with the affiliate representative staff member that the station itself will have difficulty in indicating that it is meeting the standards of an affiliate representative with regards to its payments as an affiliate station to the Pacifica National Office, and I find that full representation would not be best suited by this candidate given the elements noted in the bylaws, and particularly given the importance of an affiliate representative being fully vested in affiliate station representation financially, morally, and programmatically.
Point of order. Okay. Serene.
Why Serene?
She called out for a point of order.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Doreen.
In the 13, I don't know how many years that I've been listening to, participating in, and attending PND meetings in person, I've never heard such a personal attack launched against an
upset. This is not a point of order, Madam Chair.
Hush up. It is not a point of order.
Carolyn,
I have never heard such a personal attack launched public
hearing at the floor.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
It's not a point of order, Madam Chair. On the point of order, this is not
Carolyn Burton, need to be quiet. I have the floor. I've never heard such
a personal attack.
Anyone on the board raising an objection. One, there is no requirement in our bylaws.
She's out of order. There is a stack.
Carolyn Burton, you may not like what I say, but I have a right to say it.
It's not a point of order.
Wait, both of you. Okay, the point of order about the personal attributions that were made were in order, and I would ask the members not to make this a personal representation or misrepresentation, however, whichever side you're on would determine that, about somebody that personally. Please try to avoid that. That was a point of order. The other issue that Serene was going into, she can speak to when she's on the stack after Carolyn. That was argument. And that had nothing to do with the personal aspect, which, you know, we're being streamed, and regardless of our personal positions about people, we have to be very careful about how we characterize individuals. So please, including an incoming, possible incoming. Okay, next is Janet.
Janet Kay, can I get on the stack?
No, I'm on. Let me be. You get on the stack. I'm. It is my turn now.
Janet Coleman has the floor. Janet Coleman has the floor.
You know, I sense an undercurrent of something here. People really wanting to force the issue. And I don't exactly know what the issue is because we can't really discuss it. So I don't really know what the urgency is. And certainly what I think here, just based on my reading on various chat boards, Pacifica chat boards, is that there is a lot of question over the issue of this. I don't know what a fee is, a radio station. I don't know what the call letters are, but that they have not paid Pacifica, so that they are not an official affiliate of Pacifica. Now, I mean, if we're gonna do this, we really better, you know, we better be upfront about it because otherwise. I don't know why we have this argument, you know?
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you, Janet. Carolyn Burden.
Do you have Janet Kay on the stack?
If I have you on the stack, Janet Kay, you're up here.
Hey, Janet.
Carolyn Burden has the floor.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, Teresa?
Madam Chair, I believe that Janice Lane Ewart was saying something, and Serene Roberts called point of order, and you ruled in Janice's favor. Did you ever ask whether she was finished with what she was saying?
That's the point. Janice, I apologize. You weren't through?
No, I wasn't.
I'm sorry.
But I tried to pay attention to your call for point of order, and so I stopped.
Yes, I'm sorry. Please continue.
The representation of an affiliate individual.
Lawrence on the stack, please.
Okay. Lawrence, don't interrupt what she's talking
about. Yes. In keeping with all of the precepts of an affiliate station and my role as an affiliate representative, not only on this board, but as an affiliate representation for 26 years, I have come to observe the candidate under discussion as bringing less than what would be the most ideal level of representation to the Pacifica National Board.
Okay, thank you. Janet, Carolyn Burden.
Yes,
thank you. Okay, so let me read this back. It's Carolyn, Serene, Teresa, Janet, Kay, Lawrence, and Adriana. Go ahead. And then I'm sure.
Do I have the floor, Madam Chair?
Serene, yes. I mean, Carolyn, yes, you do.
Thank you. There's several issues here, and I would like to know that we postpone this discussion until we have settled them, and that is a motion. The issues are, number one, the station that this nominee represents is not an affiliate station. She hasn't applied. She doesn't. The station itself does not, I say she because Nongraza is the owner,
The station has not evidently applied to be a Pacifica station. The station hasn't paid dues, and as far as I know, it doesn't rebroadcast Pacifica programming, all three of which are requirements. So those issues must be addressed, and I think we need to investigate them. There's, as someone pointed out, there's been a lot of chatter on email, and we need to investigate these issues. I think it would be premature to vote now. So I would like to move that we postpone this until we've had a thorough discussion and investigation without charges and countercharges, but people posting facts, not opinions on this issue. And I hope I can get a second to postpone this until we've satisfactorily looked at the facts online and perhaps formed a task force on this issue.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Because I want to add something to that.
Hold on a second. Who seconded?
I did. Janet Lane, you seconded.
Okay.
Janet
K for the stack.
I asked
anybody,
for the stack.
I don't know if I can be heard. Can I?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. Am I next?
Janet C is next. Janet K and Adriana.
I'm sorry. This is Serene who asked
Alan
for the stack.
The moment Carolyn Burden brought her most
there first.
Wait, let me clarify. This is a stack I'm postponing. This is not the other stack.
Absolutely. That's what I asked for the staff for, the moment the stuff started being spelled.
Okay, well, now you can go after me
on
because
the
I
stack.
Heard her say, recognize.
On to the postponed stack, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Janet T.
Yeah, I want to add to the motion to postpone. At that motion to postpone, I would like Ursula to weigh in with her knowledge and understanding of the technicalities of this affiliate, you know, so that we know whether this, in fact, is technically and absolutely, you know, within our principles to take on somebody who does or doesn't pay, does or doesn't carry Pacifica programming and whatever else there is.
Thank you. Janet Kay?
Yes, so Janet, you referred to something about the... I'm sorry, I'm on the... I have the floor.
Oh.
Janet. I'm talking to Janet, and I have a question for Janet, and it has to do with what she said about something about specific... precepts of an affiliate station rep, what they should be, and... whether affiliates abide by that or not, and I'd like to hear some specifics about what these precepts are.
Alan can answer some of those things.
Okay, hold on a second. Janet Kay, I'm not going to...
Point of order, Burden.
Okay, hold on, Carolyn Burden. Okay, so... your point of information is from another director. I will leave it till the end of the stack because we have another stack, and I'm sure Janice has plenty to say on it, but she hasn't sent anything out regarding it, which if she has it, I hope she will send it. Meanwhile, I'm going to continue the stack, and I will not get your point of information. It's not being made of the chair. So, Doreen?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Point of order, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Carolyn, go ahead. What's your point of order?
Yeah, I think it's premature to discuss specifics. There's a motion to postpone on the floor, and I think we need to discuss that.
Okay.
And vote
Thanks.
On it before we get into the
time
main
motion. Alan for the stack.
Madam Chair, for this issue. The 15 minutes in this issue are done.
Thank you. So first we will take time is up, so we're going to call the question, Madam Secretary.
I'd like to extend time for 10 minutes. This is George.
George?
I want to extend time for 10 minutes.
Carolyn, 10 seconds.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay,
no
hearing
objection.
No objection. Then we will continue. Serene, you're next on the stack.
Okay. I think it's really important.
This is George. I'd like to be on the stack, too.
And this Benito, I would view it as I'm going to object.
You're objecting to extending?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alan.
Move to extend. Alan says yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Agueta.
Pass.
Pass. Burden.
Burden says yes. Yeah.
Yes. Jim Brown. Jim, you need to unmute when the roll is being called. Steve Brown.
Steve Brown, yes.
Yes. Yes, Nave.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Coleman.
Yes.
Yes, Diaz.
No.
No, Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes, Mark.
Yes.
Yes, Medina.
No.
No, Norman.
No.
No, Ryder.
Yes.
No. Sorry?
Yes.
Ryder, yes. Reyes.
No.
No. Roberts. Yes. Pass. Tucker.
No.
No. Agueta, you passed.
Take it.
Sorry?
Take it.
Yes. Jim Brown.
No.
No. Serene Roberts. You pass.
I'm torn because I think there's a need to rebut some of the garbage and obvious ignorance.
Point of order.
Ignorance
that has been revealed by directors who apparently don't read the bylaws.
Excuse me, how do you vote?
But
since I do not see much point.
Point of order. Point of order.
Continues to attack when she's not here.
Madam Chair,
could you please bring the mic?
Yes.
I'm going to abstain in this point of order,
abstain.
Madam Chair.
Did you say abstain? Excuse me, I want to hear. Robert, I need to clarify as Secretary how Robert voted. Did you vote abstain?
Yes, I abstain.
Serene Roberts abstained. And I'm counting the votes now.
This is Rodrigo. I want to change my vote to no.
Agueta votes no. I have 9 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Gazan votes no, so that is 9 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. So this requires 2/3, is that right?
Point of information, Chair.
No, just majority.
No, it requires 2/3.
No!
2/3.
Okay, so the motion fails. So let's move on to taking a vote on the motion on the floor. Madam Chair,
motion,
could you please have the Secretary read the motion for which we are voting?
It's my understanding we're voting on whether to postpone the approval of FDM Wangaza.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Can we ask the member that present a motion to send it to everybody, then we know what we are voting, and we have that in the minutes in the correct way?
No, wait, this is just a motion to postpone.
Yes. till when?
That's right.
So a thorough investigation. That's what she said. That's what
a thorough investigation.
Yeah. Okay, great. Right. Thank you.
So, call the roll, please.
Alan.
I'm very confused. I'm so sorry.
The motion to postpone.
Postpone until when?
Until a thorough investigation is done.
I'll say
so
yes.
Do we have that motion in writing?
No, that's not a request.
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Agueta.
No.
No. Burden.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown. Steve Brown. Didn't hear you, Jim.
Steve Brown, yes.
Yes. Tess Nave.
No.
No. No. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Coburn passes. Lane Ewart.
I vote to postpone.
Yes. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Yes. Medina. Can't hear you.
I vote no.
No. Norman.
No.
No. Ryder.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Reyes.
No.
No. Roberts.
Ridiculous.
How do you vote?
This motion is ridiculous.
Serene,
Serene.
She votes ignorantly as usual.
Please vote.
Absolutely not.
No. Tucker.
No.
No. Jim Brown, didn't hear you.
No.
No. Coburn abstains. Let me count. I have 7 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
No. So that's 7 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention.
Madam Chair.
Point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair. Tony.
Janice Lane, you are to the stack.
Well, we don't have a stack.
Tony.
Okay, we're taking a vote on the
Wait, are there any information?
Hold on.
Point of order.
Yes, I know. Tony is next, but the next thing we're doing is taking a vote because we are at time on the main motion, which was Tony's motion. Tony, what is
point of
information?
Point of order, Madam Chair. Alan, point of order.
Yes, I know, but we have some other people asking for point of order. Tony was first. Tony.
And Coburn, I move to extend the meeting.
Okay.
My point of order.
Second. And Holly, as before, the only person I want to hear right now is Tony Norman.
My point of order is that under the bylaw, I believe affiliate representatives are not allowed to vote on other affiliate representatives. I'm just pointing that out.
Point of information on that, Madam Chair, as I served on the board, I need clarification on that because that is not what has taken place in my tenure.
It's in the bundle.
I'm sorry. Could I get a ruling on that, please, Madam Chair?
You don't need a ruling. It is Article 5, Section
4. Three.
Yes. I apologize for trying to direct the member to the source of the information. I apologize.
I know. It is in the bylaws, and it is very clear. It's unambiguous. The affiliate directors are not allowed to vote on this. But anyway, so continue. We have some other points of order.
Alan, point of order.
Information as well. Wait. Janet Colburn, point of order to extend. Otherwise, no other business can take place. Janet Colburn, how much are you extending the meeting for?
15 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Alan will second.
Yes. Okay. And
I have a point of information, please. I've also asked for a point of information, Madam Chair, whatever.
Okay. The only item on the floor right now is the extension of time. So if your point of information is regarding that, I will call on you. 3 minutes.
It is.
Go ahead.